Disc 3.
Alternate Thursdays were Bernard's solidarity service days. After an early dinner at the Aphroditeum, to which Helmholtz had recently been elected under Rule 2, he took leave of his friend and, hailing a taxi on the roof, told the man to fly to the Fordson Community Singery. The machine rose a couple of hundred meters, then headed eastwards, and as it turned, there before Bernard's eyes, gigantically beautiful, was the singery. Floodlighted, its 320 meters of white Carrara surrogate gleamed with a snowy incandescence over Ludgate Hill. At each of the four corners of its helicopter platform, an immense T shone crimson against the night, and from the mouths of 24 vast golden trumpets rumbled a solemn synthetic music. "Damn, I'm late," Bernard said to himself, as he first caught sight of Big Henry, the singery clock. And sure enough, as he was paying off his cab, Big Henry sounded the hour. "Ford," sang out an immense bass voice from all the golden trumpets. "Ford, Ford, Ford," 9 times. Bernard ran for the lift. The great auditorium for Ford's Day celebration and other massed community sings was at the bottom of the building. Above it, 100 to each floor, were the 7,000 rooms used by solidarity groups for their fortnight services. Bernard dropped down to floor 33, hurried along the corridor, stood hesitating for a moment outside room 3,210, then, having wound himself up, opened the door and walked in. Thank Ford, he was not the last. 3 chairs of the 12 arranged round the circular table were still unoccupied. He slipped into the nearest of them as inconspicuously as he could, and prepared to frown at the yet later comers whenever they should arrive. Turning towards him, "What were you playing this afternoon?" the girl on his left inquired. "Obstacle or electromagnetic?" Bernard looked at her. Ford, it was Morgana Rothschild, and blushingly had to admit that he had been playing neither. Morgana stared at him with astonishment. There was an awkward silence. Then, pointedly, she turned away and addressed herself to the more sporting man on her left. A good beginning for a solidarity service, thought Bernard miserably, and foresaw for himself yet another failure to achieve atonement. If only he had given himself time to look round, instead of scuttling for the nearest chair. He could have sat between Fifi Bradlaugh and Joanna Diesel, instead of which he had gone and blindly planted himself next to Morgana. Morgana! Ford! Those black eyebrows of hers, that eyebrow, rather, for they met above the nose. Ford! And on his right was Clara Detterding. True, Clara's eyebrows didn't meet, but she was really too pneumatic, whereas Fifi and Joanna were absolutely right. Plump, blonde, not too large, and it was that great lout Tom Kawaguchi who now took the seat between them. The last arrival was Sarojini Engels.
"You're late," said the president of the group severely. "Don't let it happen again."
Sarojini apologized and slid into her place between Jim Bokanovsky and Herbert Bakunin. The group was now complete, the solidarity circle perfect and without flaw. Man, woman, man, in a ring of endless alternation round the table. 12 of them ready to be made one, waiting to come together, to be fused, to lose their 12 separate identities in a larger being. The president stood up, made the sign of the T, and switching on the synthetic music, let loose the soft, indefatigable beating of drums and a choir of instruments, near wind and superstring, that plangently repeated and repeated the brief and unescapably haunting melody of the first solidarity hymn. Again, again, and it was not the ear that heard the pulsing rhythm, it was the midriff, the wail and clang of those recurring harmonies haunted not the mind, but the yearning bowels of compassion. The president made another sign of the T and sat down. The service had begun. The dedicated soma tablets were placed in the center of the table. The loving cup of strawberry ice cream soma was passed from hand to hand, and with the formula, "I drink to my annihilation," 12 times quaffed. Then, to the accompaniment of the synthetic orchestra, the first solidarity hymn was sung. "Ford, we are 12. O, make us one, like drops within the social river. O, make us now together run, as swiftly as thy shining flivver." 12 yearning stanzas, and then the loving cup was passed a second time. "I drink to the greater being," was now the formula. All drank. Tirelessly the music played. The drums beat. The crying and clashing of the harmonies were an obsession in the melted bowels.